This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 185. How linking words can lower your score on IELTS speaking.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Get started with our 7 easy steps to a 7 or higher at allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. Now, let's get to the show. Today, you'll find out why using fancy linking words in speaking part one is like showing up for a barbecue in a tuxedo, and you'll find out exactly why this will obliterate your speaking score. Hey guys, if IELTS Energy has helped you achieve your target score, please share it with a friend. Let your friend know how useful our strategies and tips are. Go ahead and share our podcast inside the iTunes app. Thanks for sharing IELTS Energy, guys. Hey there, Jessica. How's it going?
Hey, Lindsay. Good. Good in this, in the middle of our holiday season.
I know.
It's busy. Lots of family. Yeah. Lots of stuff to do.
I know. And the new year is coming soon. So that's super exciting. How was your Christmas?
Yeah, it was really good. It was so good. The night before, like, James couldn't go to sleep. He kept, like, sitting, like, any noise I would make, he would sit straight up in bed and go, "Is that Santa? Is that Santa?"
That's cute.
It was so awesome. Just that, like, that pure belief in magic.
That was so cool.
I want to get that back. It's so beautiful.
Oh my God. I know. I see the same thing in my niece, who's probably about half of James' age, I guess, right? She's a year and a half. Is James 3 or 4 or something? Yeah.
Yeah,
a little bit younger.
He's 4 and a half, yeah.
But you wonder what's going on in their heads, you know? I mean, it's just incredible. Just such a different way of seeing the world. It's so inspiring in some ways.
It is. Just that, like, complete belief and complete trust and, you know, like, just going for things. Like, there's no doubt in their heads that this magical creature can bring them presents, like, all over the world, you know? Just to not even think twice about something like that. I wish, like taking that inspiration, and if I could tell our listeners, like, you will get an 8. And then they're like, yes, I will. And then there's just, like, no doubt, you know?
Yeah. No, I love it. And it brings to mind that word that we've touched on a few times in this show is wholeheartedness. I love that word. And I think it is such a good kind of a goal to reach for in 2016, to really go into something 100%, like kids do. They go into it 100% and they don't doubt themselves. They don't wonder if they can do it or can't do it. They just do it. You know what I mean? They take action. And I love that. It's so inspiring. So,
like, kids don't wake up at 1 a.m. and then start worrying about stuff and not be able to go back to sleep. Like, that only happens to adults, because we're just so, like, our heads are too busy and frantic.
That's right.
Yeah.
You got it. So, guys, you know, to what extent we can learn from kids, let's try to take that learning and apply that to our IELTS prep. And, Jessica, I also want to say thank you to some of our awesome reviewers. We got some reviews for the podcast. So I want to say thank you to Mirky210 from Vietnam, Al You Need Dislola from Italy.
What is that name? That sounds
pretty. Wow, it's good. I know, that's quite a name. And then I want to say thank you to Gelso Meow from the Philippines, Vinny Brazil from Australia, rather.
Oh, and gosh.
Semo353 from Saudi Arabia. Guys, we really appreciate your reviews, and they help this show to stay alive in the iTunes store. So if you haven't reviewed us yet, please go on over to the iTunes store and write a review for IELTS Energy. Yes.
That's so awesome. I love it. And I love that they're all, like, each one is from a different country as well.
I love that too.
That's incredible to me.
It's so,
like,
cool.
Even though we've been doing this for over a year now, I still am, like, amazed that our ideas are just everywhere. Like, it still just boggles my mind that that's happening.
I love it. I love that we're helping our listeners achieve their scores and achieve their dream life. Again, it goes back to the dreams beyond IELTS, after IELTS. And we want to envision you guys in these countries where you want to be doing the job you want to do. So we're here for you guys. So go on over and give us a review, guys. We want to know what you think.
Yeah, totally. Right. Yeah. Oh, that's so cool. I have to go read all the reviews now.
Yeah, you do. I'll forward these to you. I will, for sure. Yes. Okay, cool. So what are we talking about today, Jessica? Are we talking about the speaking test?
Yeah. So teachers are always telling students that, and I am always telling students, like, mm-hmm. you have to use linking words in your speaking answers, right? Like, that's the only way to get a 7 or higher for fluency and coherence. You have to pepper your speech with linking words.
Yeah.
However, there's a time and a place, right? There's the appropriacy factor that must be considered, because if you're using these high level linking words, and I'll give you an example in a second, but mm-hmm. if you're using these high level linking words in the wrong place, like
right.
in speaking part one, for example, then they're not correct and they're not going to get you the 7 or higher. You have to use a lot of linking phrases and devices and words, yes, but in the right place or it doesn't count. Right? Like, it's not going to help you.
It's like showing up to a backyard barbecue in a tuxedo or something, or a fancy dress, you know, if you try to use these fancy linking words in speaking part one, right? It just doesn't work.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, I love that. It's like dressing up in your ball gown and tiara and going bowling. Like, you can't.
Totally wrong.
Yeah, no, I like that. That's a good image to stick in our listeners' minds when they're thinking about this topic. So let me give you an example, okay? So in speaking part one, you have like a 50% chance of being asked about your home. This could be your house, your apartment, the place where you grew up, your hometown, or the place where you live now. But you 50% chance you will have to talk about your home. So, this example comes from that, and it's could easily be heard from so many students who are like trying to do their best and just didn't quite get it right. Okay, if the question is, tell me about the house or apartment where you live now. And the candidate says, well, there are 3 significant reasons why I like my apartment. Initially, it has a large window in the kitchen. Subsequently, the bathroom has a new bathtub. And consequently, it's a very comfortable place.
It sounds very strange, very out of place, just like wearing that tuxedo to a barbecue. Very, very odd.
Yeah. And, you know, like this brings to mind another piece of advice that if you're making a mistake like this that is distracting the examiner, same with like lack of intonation and pronunciation and sounding like a robot, that distracts the examiner. So even if you have like perfect grammatical sentences, the examiner might not even notice that because they are so distracted by these other inappropriacies. Ooh. So like not only is it bringing down that specific score for fluency and coherence, but it may prevent you from raising your other scores as you might deserve because, right? Because like the examiner can't notice that because all they can think about is like, that's not how you use initially. This is weird. Like, right? What is she saying?
They'll get hung up on that. But I would want to say that this is kind of a next level mistake because at least the student is recognizing that they need to use linking words, right? So that is good. So that student is already kind of on the right track. So just taking it one step further and understanding what kind of linking words to use and where. Right.
Exactly. It's like if a student in our course only did like half of the speaking module and then like went and paid for the test or something. And like maybe you got some of the tools, but then you didn't quite learn where to apply them. You didn't, you know what I mean? Like you didn't finish the whole thing. So guys, just don't waste your time and money. Make sure that you are fully prepared, you know, like you're sure of these things. Like some of these idioms that we talk about on our podcast that are like fantastic to use on the test, you still need to use those in a way that will further your score. You can't just like throw one out in the, you know, that where it doesn't make sense. Like you still have to go through and learn the strategies and learn about the test. So there's, like you said, the first step was taken, which is fantastic, but there's just a couple more steps before you're actually ready to be solid on the exam.
If you're ready for a crash course on how to get your target score on the IELTS exam, get our free 3-video series. It's an IELTS masterclass that will get you on the right path to achieve your target score. Go to allearsenglish.com/INSIDER and get the insider method now. Right. And so what would be those other steps? I mean, obviously, we don't have enough time to go through the full amount that our students learn in the course, right? In our course, we go into a lot more depth with this. But what kind of linking words would we actually use, for example, in speaking part one?
Yeah. So speaking part one is they're informal questions. So you're not going to use formal linking words here. The main thing that you have to do is like referencing is very important. Using pronouns like it, they, he, she, using those pronouns correctly. But they're just easy linking words in part one. And also because, for example, these sort of normal, shall we say, linking words, you still have to use them, right? But you stay away from just saying and. You can still have a variety, even if it's not formal. You can say also, such as, you know, in addition, maybe.
It's a little fancier, isn't
it? That's a little fancier. Yeah.
That's a tricky one.
As well. You can say as well. That's another one that would fit there. So these, you know, the fancy ones, the initially, subsequently, consequently, save those for speaking part three, really. That's where you're going to impress the examiner with your depth of knowledge. And in speaking part one and two, you're just focused on not repeating the same linking words over and over again. Because if I hear and, because, like that's, you know, that's going to lower your score in my mind.
Yeah. Right. So save the bulky, fancy words for the end of the speaking test, right? As we've said before.
Yeah. I think we've mentioned this before that the examiner, I mean, they're supposed to keep in mind your whole test, right? And give you one score that averages your performance on all three parts. But it's not easy. That's not an easy job. So you, again, like you want to leave the examiner with a good impression, right? So speaking part three is really where you're going to clench that higher score. You may be approaching a 7 in speaking part one and two, but then speaking part three is really where you cement that in the examiner's mind. So if you're able to use these high-level linking words in part three, then you're automatically like pushed at that 7 because you're like, oh, well, even if I just heard and also in the first two parts, like now I'm hearing initially three significant reasons are, this brings to mind the fact that, like these sorts of phrases, that's where you're really going to impress upon the examiner that you are able to use these devices in the right way.
Yeah, I love that. And again, it's not enough just to know that we need to use these linking words, right? It's literally getting a list out. And when we're practicing our speaking test with a professional or with another student, we're trying to insert those to make sure that it becomes natural, because there's a big difference between knowing the theory, like understanding why we need these special linking words in speaking part three, and actually being able to use them naturally. That's a huge piece too.
Yeah, exactly. It's like when students are using these like random resources online, right? And just getting like bits of information and just saying like, oh, there's a list of linking words and I have to use all of them. And, but like never seeing them in context and then maybe never even practicing them themselves, like just sort of memorizing a list and then like just throwing them out willy-nilly. Like that's not going to work.
Willy-nilly. Love that expression. Willy-nilly. Yeah. Nothing on IELTS should be willy-nilly. Nothing on IELTS test day. It should all be, you know, prepared, planned, you know, step by step. We know why we're doing what we're doing in each part of the test. I love that.
Yeah. And I'm also picturing the like the reaction of the examiner upon hearing an answer like this that doesn't make sense. I think the examiner's face would betray their confusion and they would just sort of like, and then like the student talking to them would obviously see this reaction and I think their confidence would just like drop. Don't you think?
Yeah. I mean, this negative feedback loop is a real thing, right? When we do something, we see a weird expression impression on someone's face, it reflects back on us and we drop down in terms of our confidence. That's huge.
Yeah. Totally. And especially if that happens like right away with the first answer you give on the speaking test, you're just like, oh God, I have like 12 more minutes of this and she hates me. Like, this is going to go horribly.
Yeah, not a good way to start off the speaking test. Absolutely not. I love. Oh, I'm really glad we touched on this topic today. We haven't talked about this yet, Jessica.
I know.
Exactly this way.
I think we continually surprise ourselves even with like the amount of new ideas we can come up with.
Amazing.
It's so cool. So guys, I mean, there are valid steps you could take towards raising your coherence scores on the speaking exam. And of course, linking words are a necessary part of it. And even if it's not natural for me or any native speaker to use these high level linking words in day to day speech, you have to use those on the exam, but they have to be in the right place. So when, you know, I'm always giving advice like, just choose the two or three linking words that you really like for each function, like contrast in addition. But I think you should take it a step farther now that we're thinking about this and just write a little F next to formal ones or an I next to informal ones, you know, mm-hmm. so you're mm-hmm. sure. Or even just like part one and part three next to certain linking words.
Yeah, I think that's really key. And guys, the way to practice this, again, if you're in our course, you have a chance to join the Power Hour where you join on Google Hangouts, other students in the course, and Jessica, where you get direct feedback on how well you're actually using these linking words, right? But that's only for students in our course. So guys, if you want to get into our course, go to IELTS.allearsenglish.com and get into the trial for your first 3 days for $1.
Yeah, our some of the students that we've had in the Power Hours, like they say it's because of their practice in our course and then being able to apply it and talk to me personally about what's happening and what they're saying. That's what allowed them to have such great confidence on the speaking test that getting a 7 was no problem. Like Cheryl, right? She went from a 5.5 to a 7. Or and writing Pedro also, because like half of the Power Hours dedicated to writing. And I've seen student scores be raised by a band point and more just by talking to me in a couple Power Hours and the other students, of course. But this exactly. It works. We've seen it work. We know.
That's right. I think that the Power Hour is going to be hot in 2016. It's going to be HOT and it's going to be hard to get into that Power Hour, guys. So register early and often, as they say.
Totally. Yay.
Often. Excellent. Excellent. All right, Jessica, let's wrap it up for today. Thanks for hanging out. This has been a good topic. I'll see you around here tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.